Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, and this is Lilydale Radio. And the name of my show is Embracing Your Essence. And we are live here from Lilydale this evening, and it's so wonderful to see you and to be talking to you. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale, and as a registered medium, I connect in with our loved ones on the other side. I'm also a certified spiritual life coach. Hi, Charlotte. And as a spiritual life coach, I help people create a better life. I help them do whatever they need to do. Now, to talk a little bit about Lilydale, right now, as you know, we're into the winter season, if you will, and we just had a huge rainstorm the other day. So much water. Dale Drive was actually flooded across the road. You know, where that little house, there's a little house that sits basically in the water. Hi, Denise. And that house, the water was right up to it. So I don't know if they're going to put more dirt down or what they're going to do, but there you go. So there was some water there. The beach was pretty much underwater, but the rest of the place was fine. You know, the normal places that flood were flooded. And Lilydale is, we're in the off season now, and there are some workshops coming up, and I'll get to those later on in the program. But you can go to Lilydale's website. I do believe you can still access what the winter program is about. There's a couple more classes going on and things like that. In Lilydale, on the off season, there are people there. Churches are still in session. Workshops are still happening. There's still a healing service on Wednesday nights. There's so many things still happening there. So we don't shut down in the winter and just hole up and hibernate and go away. So you can go and check things out there as well. You can check the church websites and all of that stuff. And now their website, Lilydale Assembly website, is lilydaleassembly.com. And I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, if you're just joining in. And my website is colleenvanderzijden.com. You can. I do want to make an announcement before I get too far in. I'm doing a free distant healing on November 19th at 8 o'clock, and it's a free group distant healing. And I do these a few times a year, anywhere from 3 to 6 times a year. And all you have to do is contact me and send me an email, and then I will send you the directions so you know what's going to happen, how it works. There's not much you have to do except you have to just relax. I tell people they don't have to pay attention, but if they pay attention, it can be fun to see what they experience. Lots of these things, and people will send me emails back. And what's really interesting is they will have the same theme. You know, I might have 20 emails come back and tell me that they all felt tingling, or a whole bunch of them say, well, I felt something weird at my head. And it's always cool for me to see what reactions people have. So if you want to participate in this free distant healing, it's November 19th, 8 o'clock till 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And send me an email at colleen@colleenvanderzijden.com, and then I'll put you on the list. Right now, I'm getting close to 100 people or so on the list, and there's loads of room. You know, Spirit does the work. I don't do the work. Spirit helps us all out here. And the more people that are on the list, I found the stronger the energy actually is. It's really impressive. So if you want to do that free distant healing, you just let me know, and I'll get you on that list. Now, I want to talk about being a medium a little bit as well before I get into my topic of the night. It's interesting because sometimes people, when they come to see a medium, they don't realize that we're talking to our dead people on the other side. Sometimes they just don't know. They haven't had that experience yet. So when people come for a session, all of the mediums, we tell everybody what's going to happen. It's up to the spirit on the other side to decide who's coming and what they want to say. A mediumship reading is not to provide predictions. I call that a little bit more of a psychic thing. Now, we're all psychic as well, but in Lilydale, we're not really allowed to do predictions. I do tell people that if something comes in, however, I will tell you, because if I stop and I don't say whatever comes into my head, then the energy will stop. So I'll just say whatever. when the medium connects with the spirit comes in, and frequently they want to talk to you, of course. They want to explain what's going on. They might want to just say, I love you. I'm so happy to be here with you. And they're the ones that are there for you no matter what. I know it's not the same as having them here in the physical, but knowing that they're there on the other side does give a lot of people a lot of healing and a lot of reassurance that they're still there. Now, getting back a little bit to the spiritual life coaching, I specialize in empowerment, self-empowerment formation. I help people handle their problems, whatever's happening in their lives. And with life coaching, we set goals. We say, you know, I'm wanting to correct this problem. I want to change this up. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it helps people who are feeling lost, helpless, even people who just have a goal and they can't seem to get it done. They need an accountability partner. We do that with coaching as well. It's really cool. Now, tonight, if you do want to call in, the number to call in is 818-739-8818. And you can call in for any number of reasons. Usually I tell people they can call in for the topic of the day. The topic of the day is going to be unconditional love gone wrong. That's a great topic. You can also call in if you want to ask questions about spirituality, mediumship, healing, coaching, whatever you want to talk about. You can call in for a mediumship reading. We'll see who comes in, what spirit comes in, and we'll just see what happens. If you want to talk about your problems, you want to talk about what's going to happen in your life, that kind of thing, we can discuss spiritual perspectives. We can help shift the problem, look at it maybe from a different perspective, a more spiritual, enlightened perspective, if you will. Our minds are what creates our helplessness, our worry, our fear. It creates everything there. It creates doubt. It creates all those feelings of not being good enough. And sometimes when we have a problem in our lives, our head goes kind of crazy and our thoughts go bananas and start to make problems even worse than they are. So we can look at things from a different way, which can shift your mind. And it's almost as though we're playing a mind game with ourselves. We're going to shift the mind so that it doesn't bother us as much. I've noticed since I've been on my path, my spiritual path, that I don't have as much stress as I used to have, because if something's happening in my life, I can look at it from a different way, or I know what I need to do to get out of my head. And I, let me tell you, was the biggest person to stay in my head. I could make things up going on in there. I'd be stressing and worrying about everything. So I've learned a lot over the last 17 years or so as I've really been on my path. So I have a lot of experience, a lot of ideas that I can share with you. If you have a problem that you'd like to talk about tonight, we can do that. We want solutions that are going to lead you to your best self, the person that you are inside, your inner being. We want to make sure everything is great. Yes, the number is 818-739-8818. Yes, it looks like you have it right there. Someone's asking me if the number is correct. So I'm going to talk a little bit about unconditional love gone wrong in a second, and then I'll take a caller or two or more. Before I do that, I do want to mention Facebook. If you want to connect with me, it's Colleen Van Der Zijden, Medium and Self-Empowerment Coach. If you want to follow Lilydale's page, it's Lilydale Assembly Incorporated is the official page, so you can follow there as well. These shows, my shows, are posted live on my page, and then Lilydale will share them. And for all the other radio shows that Lilydale has, they will share them as well, so you can see them. There are other shows. I'll talk about that later, unless I forget, but I hopefully will remember. So unconditional love. Let's talk about unconditional love. When we think about unconditional love, we all know what that is. We really do. It's the feeling that we have we love someone without any terms, without any conditions, without any limitations. And I'm going to actually talk about unconditional love gone wrong, because, as you are probably well aware, there are times that we or someone else steps over the line and it's not really unconditional love anymore. We may, for ourselves, we may have someone in our family that we're taking care of for whatever reason, we're there for them, and we over be there for them. I'm sure that was a really good sentence. We're there for them more than we need. We put their needs ahead of our own. It's not selfish to pay attention to what our needs are because we have to show ourselves unconditional love as well. And maybe I should talk about that for a bit, because have you ever noticed that voice in your head? how it tells you everything that's wrong with you. So many people have this critical voice telling you everything that's wrong. And that is not showing yourself unconditional love, okay? Because you want to be loving yourself just as well as you can someone else. So getting back to the unconditional love with a family member, maybe we put up with stuff that we shouldn't be putting up with because we feel we should, because we love them unconditionally. We feel we should put up with these things. When we put other people's needs ahead of our own, that's an issue all the time. That's just always an issue, and it's not selfish yet again. Sometimes this unconditional feeling that we should do this overrides our common sense, and we put up with so much stuff that we shouldn't put up with. People might walk all over us. They expect us to do things for them without any give back to us, no unconditional love shown towards us. It's a little bit interesting because family seems to be an area where we get stuck in this. There are other areas, which I'll talk about later, but family is definitely an area where we can get stuck in here. We're used to taking care of our families, especially women, okay? Women are really good about wanting to be there, wanting to show unconditional love. And for family, as we all know, family dominates our time so much of the time. And at times, we start doing for them so much. For example, with children, we do for them so much that they become entitled. They feel entitled that they deserve this, that you need to give them this. Because that's their right. That's what they deserve. And maybe we've stopped as parents teaching them to take care of themselves, to do what they need to do to be responsible for themselves. I know when I was bringing up my children, my son was difficult, and I did a lot for him because we were, you know, of course you love your children. You want to spend as much time with them. You want to help them as much as you can. And I would help him especially quite a lot. And it got to the point where all I was doing is giving, and it was crazy. I was not really doing unconditional love anymore. I was doing more enabling. And I tend to be a little bit of a lax person when it comes to being strict. I am not. I can't do it. It's hard to believe I was a teacher for over 30 years, isn't it? I can't be strict. I can't say no, absolutely not. I find that very hard for me to do. That does not work well when you have a child who needs that strictness, those guidelines, those kinds of things. Now, when my daughter came along, she was an easy child. She was very responsible just from the beginning. She would do what she was supposed to do. My parenting style works really well with her because it's it. But it did not work very well for my son because he felt he always was needing and always wanting. Fortunately, they do grow out of that. My son did grow out of that. And he's 24 now and he's doing great and he takes care of himself. It's a beautiful thing. So we've got to be careful sometimes as parents. Now, in relationships, that's another whole issue, isn't it? Because in a relationship, sometimes we can, our partners, I don't think we are people watching and listening. I don't think we would do this. But our partners might, they might be disrespectful and they might be mean or they might be thoughtless or they come right back out and just say, well, you're supposed to love me, so you have to put up with everything I do, which isn't true. That's not true at all. We want to make sure that we are setting our boundaries, if you will, if we're going to have unconditional love. Unconditional love has to have boundaries. We have to teach people. One way or another, even in relationships, we have to teach each other what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. Why do you expect me to do this? Why do you expect me to do that? I have, there was a person, one of my clients a long, long time ago, and I don't remember the whole story, but she was in a relationship with someone, and it was all very one-sided. She was taking care of him, doing everything for him. And he was not nice. And actually, I would say he was actually on the more abusive side just from the way she was describing him. But still, she kept saying to me, but I love him, so I have to stay here. I have to put up with this. And I'm looking at her and going, no, you don't. Are you happy? Is this what you want? Is this the life you want to have? And she's going, no, but you have to, because if you love someone, you put up with everything. And I'm saying, no, that's not right, because you're not actually showing yourself love now. Because if you loved yourself, you would recognize you need to have these boundaries. You need to say what you need to say to get through to this other person that, no, this is not acceptable. We want to make sure the people around us understand that, yes, we love them, but we still expect you to be responsible. We still expect you to live as an adult would. We still expect you to do what you're supposed to do. It's interesting with people pleasers. I'm a good people pleaser. I call myself a recovering people pleaser. You know, I like to smooth things over. I like to make sure everybody's okay. I like to make sure people are connecting with each other. I don't really like conflict, so I'll try to avoid it. So sometimes it was hard for me, and it still can be hard for me, to stand up for myself and say, no, this isn't right. No, this is not acceptable to me. And when I started to recognize that I was, by doing that and not paying attention to my own needs, loving, honoring myself, when I noticed I wasn't paying attention to those things, and I realized I was not showing myself love, that was huge for me, because as women, we want to show the love to everyone else, but we forget about ourselves. We have to remember ourselves, and we have to make sure we love ourselves as much as we say we love other people. When we let other people walk all over us in the name of unconditional love or anything else for that matter, we lose our sense of ourself, who we truly are, who we want to be, what kind of person we want to be. We lose our sense of self. And when we lose our sense of self, we're not connected to our inner power. And we all have a really awesome inner power inside of ourselves that helps us be who we are, that helps us take the steps we need to take in order to live the life we want to live. It's awesome that way. And so we have to make sure we remember this, to stay within ourselves. Okay, so I'm going to continue that as the evening goes on. I've been talking for a little bit of time, and I do want to make sure we get some callers in. So if you want to call in, you can talk about unconditional love. You can tell me how it's gone wrong for you, or even how it's gone right, because we do love positive stories. And if you're just joining in, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and this is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. And we are having fun tonight. And the number to call in is 818-739-8818. So if you want to call in, you feel free. And I will continue talking about unconditional love as the evening goes on. I am going to go to our first caller, though, right now. And what I'll do is I'll say your last four numbers of your phone number, and you can say hello when I talk to you and give me your name, where you're from, that kind of thing. So here we go. 6809 is the number, 6809. I feel like doing lottery here. Hello, how are you tonight?
Okay, thank you. It's good to hear you. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. I'm originally from Buffalo, so I'm very familiar with Lilydale. I'm really happy to hear the show about your topic. It's a good topic tonight, and as we get older, we learn to know that we have to have boundaries, and I'm putting a lot of boundaries around me right now, in fact, because I don't want to repeat some of my past mistakes. So that's my take on that. I have a couple
awesome
questions.
Sure.
My question would be, I have reached out to an agency regarding some assistance I needed, and they did promise to come through and help me with something. Unfortunately, there was a deadline which they haven't met, and I'm quite concerned. I'm wondering what happened there, if you think that's still coming through for me.
Okay. So generally, I don't really do predictions on that. So what I will do, though, is I'm going to connect in with somebody on the other side, a spirit on the other side, and
right,
then I'm going to we'll just kind of go and see where we end up, because I do, like, sometimes when we have a question, the right spirit comes in, and that usually helps us
good
nicely.
Yeah, well, I have plenty over there, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm feeling an older male coming in. And as he's coming in, I am getting some chest issues with him. I want to be sitting down with him. And I also want to be having something in my hand. I almost feel as though I'm smoking a pipe or something like this. okay? And he does feel on the older side when he passes. Do you have a grandparent or someone who would have smoked a pipe or something?
The only one I can think of that smoked a pipe was probably a great uncle or something, which I didn't know too well. My dad smoked quite a bit in his younger days. He probably would have wanted to sit because he had Parkinson's. And, he usually had some kind of soda or milk or something in his hand, usually, you know, drinking something there.
Okay, because I want to be sitting and I want to be doing stuff with my hands. I do feel smoking. I do feel some other things going on there. He comes across as a little bit more on the quieter side. You know, I don't feel a big talker here.
That would not be my dad, that he was a talker. He could have his quiet moments if he decided to clam up, but he pretty much was a talker.
Okay, and this may very well be the great uncle. We'll just keep talking about him and see what happens here. And I have to say, it's kind of fun to talk to him because he has an interesting sense of humor. I feel like he has a little bit of a twinkle in his eye, and I feel like he'd be a little bit of a teaser with people as well.
Well, that sounds like Dad. Yeah, that's Dad.
That sounds like your Dad? Okay.
Yeah. He loved the trick. Yeah.
Okay. It is funny because sometimes they'll show me one thing and then we go one place and then they show me something else, we go someplace else, and then we all have to put it together. When I have a legit long reading, you know, we have more time to solve the riddle.
Well, I had an uncle, now that you mentioned, I had an uncle, a first uncle that smoked a pipe. Yeah.
So we've got a couple options here.
He died of a heart attack, but I think of it. Yeah, he had a heart attack.
We might think, it's the uncle now. Okay, and was he a good sense of humor as well and a bit of a twinkle in his eye?
Yeah, he liked to joke around, yeah.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because he tells me you're kind of similar when it comes to this kind of thing. And he says that you got in a spell of time where you weren't able to be so lighthearted, if you will. And he tells me that... because, you know, usually you can be really fun and everything, but life happens, you know, and it can drag us down.
Yeah,
and life stuff can happen, and it drags us down. We don't know how we're going to get out of it, and sometimes we don't even notice we're not laughing as much. Yeah, until all of a sudden we start laughing, and we realize, here it is. This is how I used to be. And he's giving me the impression you're coming out of this now, that you're coming out of this time.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
I hope
and
so.
You are. This is, you know, and actually, I have to tell you, it feels so strong to me. I would be surprised if it's not. Because he's telling me you're coming out of it now. He says you've been very persistent. You've been very dedicated. You've done the absolute best you can. And he's very proud of you for that, by the way. Because he says you didn't give up. You could have given up, but you didn't give up. You kept going.
Right.
He also tells me you've been very strong for someone else. Is there someone else that's been having some issues around you and you've been their strength?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I always do. And right now I am also.
Yes, and as he talks about that, he says, you know, you do that very well, of course. You know, you're a good person to take care of others and to be their strength and show them different things. He wants to make sure you're taking time for yourself. He gives me the impression you have started doing more of that, taking time for yourself.
That's correct.
Have you started some kind of new hobby or something like this? I want a new hobby.
Years ago I had a lot of different hobbies, but it's all been work and no play.
because I want a hobby with you right now. I want you to be doing something that's fun, that takes your mind off of work, that takes your mind off of situations and things like that. You know, he is mentioning what did you say before? The agency. There was a deadline with an agency. He's talking about a deadline. He's actually telling me this deadline is fluid. Why is the deadline fluid? Obviously, they didn't meet it, but why would it be fluid? Do you know?
After tomorrow, it's not supposed to be unless they were to make that arrangement.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I never use the word fluid like that, so I know it came from somewhere else, you know?
Okay.
And so he's telling me it's fluid. It seems as though there's other things that, what am I seeing? I'm seeing other aspects that are just coming out, coming to light, if you will, that there's some other parts of this that we may not know about, you and I. We may not know about these other parts. So there's something else going on. And so keep that in mind. You know, I guess we'll find out how accurate this is eventually here, because I'm not feeling that this is over from him. I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
So it seems
he's put a great deal
things...
of stress on me today, especially with this, you know, kind of closing in this time thing. And I've been pretty worried.
Yes, and it's interesting because, you know, when we have a deadline, in some ways it makes it worse inside us because then we really start thinking about it. And it can just really get our it gets our mind going so much. And he says you've been finding it very hard to distract yourself. And he says, he told me, you actually had a moment of peace when you were doing the dishes. Were you doing the dishes and all of a sudden you just weren't thinking about it and realized you'd stopped?
Yeah, that happens from time to time. I guess you just kind of go into a standing meditation. And since I no longer have a dishwasher, unless someone else steps in, but it's true, you can't. Sometimes you just forget something momentarily and drift off, which is a good thing.
Yes, and he's talking about that happening and that seeming to help. He's also talking about, he's mentioning the name David. Do you know who David might be?
I have a cousin. I haven't spoke to him in a very long time. And then, his name is Daniel. Someone I've been talking to about a business matter whose name is Daniel, and there's a David who has been a cousin, but I don't speak to him much.
Okay. There is a mention of David. So the cousin, the cousin actually writes to me. So I'm wondering, just because of the impression I'm getting, I'm wondering if there's something going on in his life that it might be worth a hi to him and see how he's doing. Because there is a mention of him. I get a little bit of a concern. I don't feel that it's, a horrible thing, and he's not showing me that. I just get a little bit of a concern. So it might be worth it, I mean, if you're on speaking terms and all that, to just send a message and say, hey, how's it going? I was just thinking about you, want to know what's happening, that kind of thing.
I used to talk a lot to his wife, but they're up north, and I don't really connect with them a lot. But, I mean, we're on good terms the last time I spoke with them.
Okay. Yeah, so it might be worth just saying hi. Don't get him worried and tell him I said there was something wrong or anything like that.
Oh, no. They wouldn't understand anyway. They're not connected with the same thing I am.
Yeah, when you're talking to a medium.
I go gently.
Tell this person.
Especially if they're very, religious in a religious sense, in a particular religion, they're not as open to my beliefs, maybe.
That is so true. That is so true.
I've been in metaphysics for many years.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, there is one more thing I wanted to say to you before I let you go. I was seeing some financial papers around you, and I'm getting the impression that you've been really paying attention to your financial numbers. Have you been paying attention to those?
Excessively so.
Excessively?
From Peter to pay Paul and everything escalating financially and wondering how I'm going to make ends meet and all that,
Okay, yeah, so he mentions that, and I do see the papers around you, and it's like a balancing act, of course, as you're doing it, but he gives me the impression you're okay, just keep going with what you're doing, you do the best you can with it, it's okay, I'm not feeling a further dip at this point or anything like that, so just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just trying to keep a balance here. And
keep a balance.
I didn't see your name on the information. Oh, here you are. Are you Colleen?
Yes.
Colleen. I just screwed
Colleen
down.
Colleen Van
Zuyden. It's the first time I think I've spoken to you. I've called the show before.
Oh, good.
Are you actually in Lilydale Broadcasting?
Yes. Yeah, I'm over there
is
tonight.
Is it cold there? Are you getting any
really
cold
temperatures? It's 40 degrees, and it's supposed to go down to the 20s. Couple of days. It's horrible. I gotta move, at least for the winter.
You're not gonna stay there for the winter?
I'm actually going to go to Florida for about 5 weeks in February and into March. So
it'll
be my first time.
Oh,
I'm going to go to I'm going to be near Daytona Beach, one of the beaches over that way for February.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to the western part.
And further south. We had 86 today.
Oh, good.
But we're complaining because we're tired of the heat.
Oh,
we're so tired of the heat.
Send it here. I'll take it.
Yeah, 40
is
a little bit cold. Growing up.
Too cold.
Yeah, I couldn't handle much more of that these days.
It is not good. I'm tired of it all.
Well, Mary,
I'm going to have to let you go.
I hope
so.
Enjoy your stay, Colleen. Thank you very much.
Well, so nice talking to you. You have a good day. Good luck with everything.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
I'll listen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh.
And that was Mary calling from Florida. And if you're just joining in, I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, and this is Embracing Your Essence, a Lilydale Radio. And I'm talking tonight about unconditional love, especially unconditional love gone wrong. And I was just thinking of a story. I used to be a teacher for over 30 years in public school, and I had a student whose mother, the mother did the student's homework for every class, okay? My class, I didn't really have homework because it was a music class. But the mother did the homework for her daughter. And what a lesson this mother is teaching. Talk about unconditional love gone wrong. This student had no idea this was wrong. This student expected her mother to do the homework. Now, the interesting part, you'll get a kick out of this, is that the mother got mad at the school when the school started making the daughter do her homework in school. And the mother thought that was wrong. So that's an interesting example of unconditional love gone wrong. The mother felt like she had to do everything for her daughter, and that is, how is the daughter supposed to learn, and how is the daughter supposed to figure things out for herself? What kind of an adult will she be if her mom is always taking care of her and doing everything for her? She'll probably live with her mom until she's 150 or something. So I'm going to go on to my next caller. The number is 9346, and lottery for you, 9346.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. My name's Annette, and I'm from Pennsylvania. I don't have anything really connected to the unconditional love, but maybe, I guess it's a stretch. I had an experience recently where I traveled to Poland this year to Auschwitz and had an experience that was just quite incredible in that, touring it, got quite emotional. In some of the displays, and then down into Block 10, we go down to the dark rooms and the starvation rooms. Our tour group, went through in single file as everyone did, hundreds of people. And when I looked in the dark room, I saw someone looking back at me. It was a man with brown hair. No one else saw it. People in front of me said the room was dark. People behind me said the room was dark. But when I looked, clearly saw a man, and in fact, I physically kind of jumped back and said to someone next to me, God, there's somebody in there, and I thought it was maybe like a stage scene, like modeling what it may have looked like. My mind, I thought, well, maybe it was another tourist. Kind of a two-way door window or something, but none of that was true. And I just would like your impressions, if you can feel anything, of, who was he? What connection might I have with this person or entity? And, maybe why he appeared to me at that time. Do you have any feelings on that?
I definitely have some feelings about that because as you were talking, do you find yourself to be very intuitive?
Yes, very, very much so. I'm trying to learn to develop my skills better. But I think ever since being very young, I've had intuitions, feelings, signs from the other side. I believe very strongly in that.
Yeah.
I just love to know who is he and what's our connection?
Who is he? Well, you know, you have a very big heart. You have a very big heart. Have you noticed that you have a problem with boundaries, picking up on other people's energy, getting in a bad mood out of the blue, that kind of thing?
Pick up on other energy. I mean, I can feel in you know, a room if there's heaviness in the room. In fact, I said to my husband and daughter today, because we have a business, what's wrong? I feel something in the air. Of course, nothing's wrong, but I can feel it when there's unspoken tension or energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, this man, to me, it feels as though, mm-hmm. You were in an area where there were concentration camps and that kind of thing.
Oh, God.
And
yes.
You know, and it feels to me that this person passed, obviously, too soon. No kidding, right? But passed
right.
too soon. And the feeling I'm getting is that because of who you are as a person, your openness, your love, your heart, that he wanted to be seen by you
mm-hmm.
and acknowledged by mm-hmm. you. And there's the feeling, too, of, I don't know if this is who's coming in right now, but I'm feeling somebody coming in. And there's a feeling of gratitude that comes through for you. And I have to say, it's an interesting feeling because it's a feeling of thank you for seeing me, but also the feeling of, boy, you've got something to do. Now, there's something you have to do. Now, I'm getting a name, but I don't know. It sounds like Thomas, but it's not Thomas because it's a different language. So it's some T name like Thomas, but it's not that. Okay, so there's something, and I want to get a jix in it, like a jix. What would that be? Tommy jix. That's just the sound that's coming in. I don't know what letters go with that, but there's something about this. There's also a feeling of, I don't know what you're going to do with all this information, there's a feeling of relatives being here in the United States from this person as well,
okay.
Do you have an affinity for learning about concentration camps and the Holocaust and all of those things? Is that an interest of yours?
Well, it is now. it certainly is now. I do have a psychic medium that I see locally, and we've talked a bit, and it's possible I may have had a previous life experience there that I'm exploring more. Sure. So that is of interest. But again, just looking for additional information, feelings, impressions that you might have, because this was a phenomenal experience that just rocked me to my core.
Yes, and you know, he feels very spiritual to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he feels like someone who would, even in a very, very bad situation, would have still been able to keep some equilibrium. I feel counseling of others. And there seems to be a bit of that coming in terms for you as well. You know, that this may be something for you to go towards yourself if you're not already doing something along that line, helping others with their lives, that kind of thing. And it feels like counseling in a spiritual way. There's a lot of peace with him. A lot of peace.
Oh.
Did you see his clothes by any chance? Because I'm getting some darker colors on him.
I can't say that I did. I was just so shocked by seeing a face.
Yes, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. Yeah, the biggest thing that I'm getting here is the acknowledgement of you having seen him is very important to him. I wouldn't be surprised, too, if this person sticks around a little bit as a guide for you, too.
That would be wonderful.
That
would be wonderful because I was very affected by being there, and by the time we got to that point of it, it was just incredible. And I was very open, and I was kind of amazed that most people just walked through the facility kind of somber, but I was affected emotionally by seeing the human hair and all of these things that were really tangible, and that came soon after that. So I'm just wondering what to do with it, what impressions.
Now, have you done
how can I better connect?
Have you done any automatic spiritual writing, inspirational writing?
It's funny you say that, because I have just that in the last month, and have attempted to connect with him and others. And, you know, I wonder, is this just me, or is it truly coming through, you know, as I'm doing this? So I've started that journey.
Okay. So now the way you can tell the difference is that some of the words you'll use in your writing will not be words you would normally use. Mm-hmm. And you may get the words of you or we or I, and that will tell you some other things. I would suggest that when you're writing and wanting to talk to this man, not have it be, I want to talk to you, but I want to allow whatever spirits to come through, whatever guides to come through, angels, whatever you want to come through, whatever message that could come through that day, because then what will happen is you may start writing. Now, I do mind typing now because I can go faster, but you might start writing, and then you may very well switch into a different person. And so that kind of just allows whatever is going to happen to come through. Obviously, you want to think of the man, you know, and bring up that power, that love you felt, that connection you felt, bring that connection up, and that will help you. And if you ask a question, sometimes that gets it really going, too. You know, what do I need to know today? How can I use this experience to help others? What was important about this experience? Or whatever, you know, whatever questions you can come up with.
Yes.
And that will help you really get going in it. Okay?
Wonderful.
So those are some suggestions. Yeah, this will be fun for you. This will definitely be fun for you to explore this a little bit more and see what comes up for you. Very interesting.
Well, yes, it is. Well, thank you so much, Colleen, for taking
you
the time.
You are most welcome, Annette. You have a good day.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's always so interesting to see the stories people have. And there's just so much out there. Now, I do want to talk about unconditional love before I move on to my next caller again. And just for a few minutes here, not long. We have 17 minutes left, so I'm doing good. Because when I'm thinking about unconditional love, sometimes we want other people to act a certain way, too. It's not just coming at us, but we want them to act a certain way as well. And sometimes if we're on the receiving end, especially of they'll only love us if we're this way. And an abuser is a perfect example of someone who puts everything back on the other person. And, well, if you would do this, then I would love you. And then the person does it, and that's another thing and another thing. And for us, we have to remember to stay in our power. Like I said before, we've got to stay in our power so that we can be true to ourselves and be strong in there. So we know when it's unconditional love or if it's unconditional love gone wrong. It's very important for us to do that. If you're just joining in, I'm Colleen van der Zijden, and this is Embracing Your Essence on Lily Dale Radio. And if you want to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. And I am going to go on to our next caller. Your number is 0941. Hello, how are you?
Yes, myself.
Good, and what's your name?
And Colleen, it's Jay from Canada.
Jay from Canada. So how can I help you tonight? Do you have something in particular you want to talk about?
Well, you're talking about the unconditional stuff. I mean, I did it with my family a long, long time ago, and they seem to have forgotten that I really did a lot of work back then to do it. And now I've really disconnected from them completely for a very long time, probably years after this. Because they didn't involve me with their family stuff, with my mother's health issues that was going on at that time. So probably my mother didn't do that, and I was just kind of suspecting what was going on, and I decided, okay, well, I'm out of here. So just completely disconnected from them. And, you know, it's just what's that old saying? You know, you can't. I know you can't change them for what they did or what that is, but I just got to move on. And I think because of that, I think I got to branch out and really take some leap of faith and do things that, you know, instead of waiting for them to pass on or whatever, is really explore my own witness of just being who I am or what I am. So.
Yeah. Now, were you demonstrating unconditional love to them, like really being there for them and all of that, and they weren't really demonstrating it back to you?
Well, it's more like you have a lot of knowledge and stuff about some health stuff, and it's their question, what this, they didn't do this, and I just say, this is what you got to do to get healthy, and they were just not willing to participate. So just with, really not willing to participate.
Yeah, interesting.
And I find that it's very, very common now with people who've taken a spiritual path. I just find that's really, really common now.
What's common?
Well, I think it's common when a person takes a real spiritual path, and they're kind of like the renegade rebel in the family that no one wants to listen to.
Yeah, and it is hard for people who are on the spiritual path to not share with other people, because sometimes we get really excited. Oh, I've got this great thing. I'm doing great. I feel wonderful. I want to tell you, how to live your life. And sometimes people, especially when they just start their spiritual path, they start telling everybody else how to live. And that's that never goes over well, does it? And then because we are a little bit outside of the box, I guess you can say, other people don't get us. And it's very hard for us when we want to be helpful, but other people, they don't want anything like that. They just don't. And it's a tricky balance sometimes. And what you said about, being true to yourself and doing what you need to do and how important that is. So have you, do you not communicate with your family at all then?
Not for almost, probably beyond like almost a year coming up. So,
Yeah, and do you feel like they really cut you out because of the way they were acting?
No, I cut them out because they didn't involve me in some stuff when my mother was actually very sick, and they were doing, I think it's on my mother's side. My mother actually probably did this, is that they didn't tell me what they were doing and some sort of things that I need to be involved in, because I felt I should be a part of it. And, so it's like, it's all over again. So and then I heard from a family is that another thing is my mother was shooting off her mouth about spreading rumors or spreading stuff that she's been personal and some boundaries about it that I heard from another person. Person talked to me, I'm out of here now.
You don't need that, do you? And sometimes we have to make those tough decisions to protect ourselves and show ourselves the love and stand in our power, just like you're doing. And have you found some other people to have you started making a different family, strong friends that can be like a family to you?
Yeah, I got some good friends I can talk to and be with, so. Yeah, and it seems like we go through all those things. I just feel like the spirituals, I don't know why that families are so structured in their ways of doing things a certain way or having a certain way of being and doing in the world. And when one person actually discovers their own power, it's almost like you're blackmailed in a family.
That's because it scares them. It scares them. They know how to handle you the way you are, before, but then when you step into a different you, your authentic self, if you will, then they don't know how to handle it, so it scares them, and that's when they start doing interesting things, and as you well know, I'm sure, the best thing, we can't change them at all. The best thing we can do is to send them love from afar and take care of ourselves as best we can. Yeah. Wow, that's not a good situation, is it?
No, for sure it isn't. No.
It really isn't. But, you know, touching in with your energy, I can tell that you're actually very intelligent, that you have a lot to offer people. And part of the issue is if people aren't willing to take it, it kind of makes you feel weird. It's like, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. And also that whole exclusion, not letting you be a part of what you needed to be a part of as a family member, you know. And do you actually send them love now? You know, from a distance,
no.
Just kind of, I'm sending you love. Good luck. Have a good time. You don't have to feel
no,
it totally.
No.
But
no, what it is, I just took people off my prayers when I'm doing meditation. So I'm just like,
yeah, that's,
you know,
the way to do it. Yeah, that is the way to do it. Yes. So that's an interesting story, and I'm sure everybody who's watching and listening is been very interested in that, because there's so many people out there that are having issues like that in different ways. And it does tend to involve the spiritual people too, you know, because sometimes people think, oh, if you're on a spiritual path, nothing bad ever happens. And I'm like, oh, no, we have a lot of bad stuff too. You know, it's everything. Well, Jay, I'm going to have to let you go, but it was so nice talking to you, and good luck. And keep going, finding your new family.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks so much for your
You're
work
welcome.
And listening. Thank you. Thanks, Colleen.
You're welcome, Jay. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. It's always so hard when, you know, we have family issues and, you know, people do think sometimes if you're on a spiritual path that everything is great and there's not going to be any, you're not going to have any problems. As soon as I get on that path, my life is going to be perfect. And that is so not true. Oh, yeah, it's so interesting. Let's see how much time I have left. I have 8 minutes left. Let's see. I'm just going to look and see what's coming up, and then I'll take another caller for the last few minutes. So if you're just joining in again, this is Colleen van der Zijden, and my show is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. And my website is ColleenVanderZijden.com. And I do want to announce again, I announced at the beginning, but I'll announce it here as well, that I offer free monthly or every other month distant healings. They're free. You can email me at Colleen@ColleenVanderZijden.com, Colleen@ColleenVanderZijden.com. It's on November 19th, 8 o'clock p.m. till 8:30 Eastern time. And if you email me, I can send you directions as to what to do. You don't have to pay attention, but it does help to pay attention because it's fun if you give me some feedback, what you feel, what you experience. People feel things physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You can feel all sorts of things happening. It's very cool. Even people who are not well aware of energies and things like that, I just tell people to sit, relax, take a break. Notice how you feel before the healing starts, because when the healing starts promptly at 8 o'clock, if there are any shifts, you'll start noticing them. All of a sudden, you might feel something in your stomach, and you'll think, what is that? Or you might feel a tingling or heat or cold. You might fall asleep, and that's okay. No judgment on that, because sometimes the healing goes through the best when you are sleeping. So if you fall asleep, that's cool. So if you want to participate in that, email me again, November 19th, 8 o'clock to 8:30 p.m., Colleen@ColleenVanderZijden.com, and I can send you the directions so you'll know what's happening and how it works. It is kind of fun to do, and I have a good time. Right now, we're close to 100 people on the list, and the more people that are on the list, the stronger the energies go, and it goes everywhere. I'm just a channel. I'm not sending my energy to you, so it is a channel of healing energy. If you want to connect with Lily Dale, their website is lilydaleassembly.com. Facebook for Lily Dale is Lily Dale Assembly Incorporated. For Facebook for me, it's Colleen van der Zijden, medium and self-empowerment coach, because that's what I do. I empower people to become self-empowered. It's awesome. I have a great life. I hope you do too. We are going to go on to our last caller. We're going to run out of time. And the number is 3444. Hi, hello. How can I help you today?
Hi. So I was wondering if you could give me a little insight on how to tell the difference between a visitation and a dream.
That's a wonderful, wonderful topic. A visitation is so real that you can remember it months later, years later, you can remember it. It will be, usually, you'll know without a doubt the person was there, but when we wake up, we always go, what? It's the details that you'll remember. You'll remember the feeling, how the feeling is within yourself when you're connected to whoever it is visiting. Have you had a visitation that you think?
I've had one from my grandmother. She came after my daughter was born and went through and pointed out all the things that were hers, like her eyebrows and, you know, the family tree, the dimple. But then about a month ago, I had a dream visit, I don't know what it is, of a woman with 13 kids, but not all of the kids made it Earthside. And I was able to discern that, but I don't know who it was. Like, it wasn't familiar, but I wasn't uncomfortable with her being in my presence or all of those children.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Do you happen to know your family tree well enough to go back and see if someone had 13 kids?
I know my grandmother, she had 10 alive and she had carriages, but it didn't feel like her, but she's the only one that I know of that has that many.
Interesting. Usually a visitation will be with somebody that you can recognize. Now, what could be happening, though, is you might be connecting with a spirit here, okay? So a visitation is more real, usually someone you know. If you have someone come in like this situation, if you haven't written it down already, write it all down. Everything you can think of, every single detail, write it all down so that you have it for sure. Because it may very well be connected to somebody you know and not necessarily somebody come in to talk to you, but that you know someone else, that it could be that as well. Okay, now do you remember the details very clearly on this?
I do. I remember it was more period dress. It wasn't anything current. You know, all the girls had to be in the dresses, had the aprons. The boys were in the trousers, slightly above the ankle, the button-down shirt, sleeves rolled up.
Oh, interesting. So they would have been a hardworking family probably, and some time ago, and didn't have a whole lot of money, I bet, either. Of course, with 13 kids, you don't have to be a medium to know that. you know, so that's very interesting. Very interesting. And did you get any names while you're in there? Because I'm feeling some old biblical names.
I didn't, but I kept, I guess in my dream state or whatever you want to call it, I kept going, what is this? Like, is this a dream? Is this something else? Like, I kept questioning myself while I was in it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you have a relative way back somewhere or something. There's definitely a connection here. So this will be fun for you. Definitely write it all down and see what happens. See who, if you get more information, if she visits again, that kind of thing. And because you're open to it, it may very well happen again. So that's very cool. Okay, I'm going to have to let you go, though, because I'm going to have to wrap up. So call me back and tell me if she comes back again, because I so want to know more about that.
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks for calling. That was cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It was so cool. Isn't that cool, the things that can happen? I do want to make sure I mention that Lilydale has other 90 seconds, that Lilydale has other radio shows. Tomorrow morning, it's Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. John White is tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Friday morning is Celeste Elliott at 10 o'clock. And they're all available on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find them on our personal Facebook pages as well as Lilydale Assembly's page. I do want to do a brief mention of the winter workshops, which are actually now in the spring. We have Trance Mediumship coming up March 9th through 11th in 2018. And Tapping the Mysteries and the Power of the Akashic Records is May 4th through. So those are some workshops coming up in the spring. The summer workshops, the contracts, I can't talk, have gone out. So we'll be posting all those things soon. I'll be teaching a few workshops next year. It's going to be very exciting. And I do want to thank you. We still have a little bit of time, like 30 seconds. I do want to thank you for watching and listening tonight as we talked about unconditional love gone wrong. pay attention to how you're expressing yourself. Pay attention to what you're allowing to happen in your life. Pay attention if the love around you is unconditional or conditional. Are you sending off conditional or unconditional love? Pay attention to your boundaries. Be in your power, who you are. As you stay in your power, it's so much easier to love others unconditionally. And I'm Colleen Van Design. This is Embracing Your Essence on Lily Del Radio. And I will see you next week. Goodbye. Hold on, Facebook people. And music. See you later.